Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second, the second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third, the center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth, the DH, Danny Goodwin. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting ninth, the first baseman, Ron Jackson. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third, the center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth, the DH, Bob Watson. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong bunts towards the mound. Eckersley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Gary Serum now pitching. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson takes first base on ball four. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burleson. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Burleson steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burleson moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landreau. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Burleson scores. Fisk goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Rice reaches second base with a double. Lynn scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rice strikes out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Watson hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. 1 out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Morales now playing first base. Dave Edwards now playing center field. Glenn Borgman now catching. John Castano now playing shortstop. Dar Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hobson strikes out. 1 out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Stan Pappy now playing shortstop. Jim Dwyer now playing first base. Larry Wolf now playing second base. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dwyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilfong for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Randall now playing second base. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 3 for 3 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Allinson now catching. Bob Stanley now pitching. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodwin is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Watson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Watson moves to second. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Watson moves to third. Hobson moves to second. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappy strikes out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Paquette now playing center field. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is called out on strikes. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wolf fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Rice reaches second base with a double. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rice moves to third. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hobson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. Dwyer goes all the way around to score. It's 11 to nothing, Red Sox. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolf hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Wolf reaches second base with a double. Hobson scores. It's 12 to nothing, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wolf moves to third. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0 for 2 in the game. Pappy hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Randall reaches second base with a double. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dwyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Campbell covering, for the out. Randall moves to third. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Randall scores. It's 12-1, Red Sox. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.